Chafamid Aleph. It's a very interesting Amid. In again, many in Yanin. First of all, let me just come back to the Ha'ara that we left off with yesterday. Yesterday at the end of Shir, I pointed out to you that Tosis Klal, which is the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, is that if something is Saisim, a Chaloin, it's Saisim an opening totally, you don't have to be Mevatalit to leave it there. And if something is Saisim, a Chaloin partially, then you do have to be Mevatalit. That's Tosis' rule, and that's the way we pass it. Until today, we're all talking about Bittul being a Bittul Olam, a Bittul forever, and as I explained, Bittul Olam doesn't mean you're ready to swear you're going to leave it forever and ever. It just means you have no plans to remove it. You have no plans to remove it, and that's called Bittul. So at the end of Shir, I asked you, I'm wondering, what about every door? Every door in every home is not Sosim the doorway totally. There's airspace under the door. So according to the rule of Tisis, which is the way we paskin, if you put something in a space and you're not Seisel Mit Lagamri, and you leave an opening, and here Bedafka, the opening is left there underneath, and you leave an opening, the halachi is, it's only Mevatel, it's only Mafsik Fetumah, if you're leaving it there permanently. Is a door left there permanently? It seems that it's not permanent. The door is closed when you want it to be closed, and it's open when you want it to be open. The whole svara is that it's Saisim de Pesach, there's no Pesach anymore. But here, when you're constantly opening it and closing it, so is that called the opening is Sosum? The opening is still an opening, it's just temporarily open, temporarily closed. And I know that what I'm saying is not correct, because everyone knows that a door is Mafsik when they are Tuma. But I wondered why. So I did find last night in the Dibris Maisha that he writes this Ha'ara. In the Dibris Maisha, approximately Ha'ara Chaf, I think it was Ha'ara Chaf, he has this Ha'ara that why is the door a hefsek if it doesn't seal the doorway totally? Like Tosis, it's a problem. You need Bittul Olamis. So he also writes that L'chayri you have to say that something that's on hinges, made to open and close, so that's called Bittul Olamis. You're never going to take it away. You plan to leave it there forever. But what's the svara? So Ramesha writes a svara. He writes a very nice svara. What's the difference if you're mevatel forever or mevatel temporarily? What's the difference between Bittul Olam and Bittul Lizman? Ramesha says the difference is that something that's a bittul olam gets a shame binyan. It's called part of the building. If you take something and you stuff up a hole and you plan to remove it, it doesn't have a shame binyan. It's not part of the binyan. It's only when you stuff something up and you leave it there on a permanent basis, so then it gets a shame as part of the building. That's the site of the difference between something that's permanent, something that's not permanent, whether it's called part of the building. In Cain, a door, it is part of the binyan. Everyone agrees it's part of the binyan. It's screwed into the side of the door, and it's made to open and close all the time. It has a shem binyan. So Ramesha says, once it has a shem binyan, the fact that sometimes you open it, sometimes you close it, it doesn't matter. That's called bittul olamis. Because if it's part of the building, then it's a chaitzitz. It's a nice hesber, and it answers this Ha'ara, which the first Hashkafa sounds to be an extraordinary Ha'ara. Okay, let's first go through the cases here in the Gemara. The whole Amid here is a very unusual Amid. It goes through all the cases of this Braisa. And it's amazing to me how many other dinim, the Ge'at to Yeridaya, come from this Gemara partially or fully, totally separate in Yanim, that seem to have a shaychis to this Gemara. So let's see. Let's see this price again, which is the whole Amit. The Braisa, which starts on the fourth line of the page, has a list of things that are or are not mafsik in a window. It said, so the Gemara goes through just about all of these, as we'll see. Avol, hasheleg, v'habarad, v'haglid, v'hakfar, v'hamayim, kulam ein memayitim b'chaloyim. Now here the Gemara doesn't come back to explain it. So let's think what it means. What does it mean? I have snow in the opening. Okay, there's an opening in the window, and I don't want the tumah to travel. I go outside, it's snow. I take a bunch of snow and I stuff it into the, block the window with snow, the whole window that would be a passageway. So if the Gemara says it's not chaitzitz. Why isn't it chaitzitz? What? Because it doesn't become part of the building. Rashi says, on a sheleg v'habarad, Rashi says, hayom nimukim me'aleim, maybe me'aitin. They melt by themselves. Even though you're leaving it there forever, it's not memayit. What happens if you live in Alaska? Then it is memayit. Then it is memayit. Hayol v'nimukim me'aleihim. It's because b'payol it's going to be nimuk. Or because shalag is a type of thing that's a nimuk me'aleihim. Let's try the Gemara. Because it will be nimuk me'olav, or because it's shelag is a thing which is nimuk by itself. In other words, when you look at shelag, it's water. Or no, lamaisa. What happens if you would stuff it with wax? Let's say somebody would stuff an opening, take wax, stuff the opening, and it's a very hot day, and it goes, it's 100 degrees, and the wax is going to melt. So that makes the wax not be a steamer. Is that a shot? Well, it's a very windy day. So I'm giving you two choices. Is the vart, you have to be done each case, is it going to stay permanently? Or is the vart that no, we define shelleg as a non-solid, it's not a solid matter. It's liquid that's frozen. Is it the definition of shelleg? Or is it just lamaisa, it's going to melt? What? It's the definition of shelleg. So you sang a big chiddush, it's the definition. What? What?
Salt depends.
The
salt is by itself, it's
going to
spread out.
By the salt, it depends if the papaya is going to spread out. So shelleg, you think also it depends on what's going to happen. So it's totally, if right now it's going to melt, so then you'll be maskim in a freezing place, then it would be. Otherwise we'll say an igloo is not a house. Is an igloo a house? If you build an igloo, you're allowed to carry inside the igloo? Huh? You're allowed to, or is it pshat, it's already, you look at it as water, or is pshat that that is especially shver, not shver, but especially a clair, because the shita of the Rashba, the shita mukubetzis, Rabbi Chana brings that it's a Russian sukkah, and it's the mashmois Rambam. There may be some who say it's not the Rambam, but Rabbi Chana says it's mashma from the Rambam. Rambam, Rashba, Rosh, that's pretty heavy. They hold you only need bittul for one day. Not the way we've been learning. We've been learning bittul means bittul la'aylam. They learn bittul means for one day. For this day, you plan to leave it there. You will realize it fits better in the next Gemara. You have this guy who's stuffed into the window. So Gemara's going to ask, the guy's going to leave. So Gemara says, no, the king said he has to sit there. The king's locking him up. So, like Tysus, you have to learn bittul la'aylam. The king stuffed him there. And we have no plans right now to remove him. I guess that's the way Tysus learned the Gemara, which is amusing. I guess it's possible. like the Rashba and the Rambam and the Rush, it's much more geschmack. All you need is bitul l'yayme. You know, the king stuffed him there and he's got to be there for a while. But he doesn't have to be bitul l'ilamis. Even the food that's wormy, Tysus learned the food that's wormy, you plan to leave it there. I told you, it's like a teenager's a bedroom where things stay there forever until they get removed. That's how you have to learn like Tysus. We're not talking about a house in which there's a, you know, a normal house with a husband and wife, because nobody leaves wormy stuff in the window. Like Tysus, you have to learn. In Achinami, most houses, you plan to remove it. And we're talking about Echetim, so we don't plan to remove it. It's in the dormitory, it's in camp. It's going to stay there forever. But like the Rambam, the Rashi, the Rosh, it's much more geschmack. All you need is bittul for a day to be called bittul. You don't need bittul l'ilamis. So we have two ways to learn the Gemara. Tysus holds bittul l'ilamis, and they hold bittul l'zman. So their pshat is much more geschmack in all these other cases. But what about Shelag? Shelag, it's not bittul for one day. Shelag. We're saying Shelag, fear, bang, it's not mafsik. Echetes is not mafsik. You can't have a case of ice or snow that the person's putting it there and he wants to stuff up a hole and it's going to stay for a day. For a day? Can't be for a day. So the Taz, in Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Samach Gimel, Hilchos Erevin, Sukkot Mechav, is a tremendous Machlokes HaPaiskim. Mamish, what we're talking about. If you build an igloo out of ice, are you allowed to carry? What do you mean igloo? You're in your house, and you want to carry on your front. On your front area in front of your house, and the kids built a wall there. Is a wall of snow considered to be a wall? More, the Taz is a case of Nohar, of a river that froze over. Now, in order to understand the Taz, I have to give you a Bimagdim something. And that is that the halacha of Hilchos Shabbos is lav dafka that you have to have a wall from where you're standing up in front of you. A wall normally means in front of you upwards. In Hilchos Sukkah, that's the definition of a wall. It has to be an up wall. Hilchos Shabbos is not that way. In Hilchos Shabbos, if you stand on a mound and the edge of the mound has a drop of ten tefachim, then that's called that you're standing on an area that has walls. That's Hilchos Shabbos. That's Lashon Depalit. Hilchos Shabbos is that if you're standing on a mound of earth, what mound of earth? In front of your house, you have steps and you have a platform in front of the house. Let's say there's no gate around it, just a platform. A big platform, you built a porch, you didn't put a gate yet. If the porch is 10 tefachim off the ground, in Hilchos Shabbos, standing on that porch is a Rishus Sayachid. It has walls around it. Because for Shabbos, you don't need the wall should be up, from the ground up. Even from the ground down, also has a din of a mechitza. It also has a halacha. Once there's a mechitza of 10 coming up, so that mechitza continues upwards and is considered a mechitza ad l'rakia. So Shabbos doesn't require an up mechitza, even a down mechitza. Not only that, a half and half is mitzaref also. Sometimes people have a porch, and the gate is not 10 tefachim, it's not 30 inches. But the gate is 20 inches. But the edge of the porch is more than 10 inches off the ground. So that's mitzaref, that's enough to carry. In Hilchos Shabbos, a mechitza doesn't have to be up, it could be down. At the edge of a river, at the bank of a river, if the river bank goes down, imagine there would be no water there. And you would look at the riverbank and it would go down 10 tefachim before it spreads out 10 amos. It has to be at the angle that has a din mechitza. If the edge of the river would go down, it goes down properly, it has a drop, that's a mechitza. You can have an island. If you have an island, and all around the island, it's built up in a way that the edge of the island drops down, and if you drop something at the edge of the water, it will go down more than 10 tefachim, 30 inches. That has a dimachitza. The whole west side of Manhattan is that way, I think. There are no beaches on the west side of Manhattan. West side of Manhattan is built till the edge of the water. And at that edge, it's more than 30 inches down. That has a din mechitza, lechatchila. It has a din of a wall when it drops down. And water is not mafsika mechitza. Water is not a hefsid. And that is a kasher mechitza. And this is a mechitza that was used, halacha l'maisa. The areas, they built an area, and when it came to an area that had a stray drop, that they used that as the mechitza. On that, the Taz has a shaila. What happens if the river is frozen? I'm using the river edge as a mechitza for Shabbos. That's why I'm carrying. What do I do when it's freezing weather and the river freezes over? Do I say now that river edge has a din of a mechitza or not? Do I say no? If I would have a drop and I fill it up with sand, so it's no drop anymore. If I fill it up with ice, so it's not a drop anymore. What? In low tide, you mean? In low tide, it doesn't matter high tide or low tide, because the water is not mevafel mechitza. The tide only affects the water. It doesn't affect the drop. Right. It doesn't matter if the water is higher or lower. We ignore water. Water is not mevafel mechitza. And we look at the wall. Question is ice mevafel mechitza? No, most islands... No, if you go out any ocean, an ocean doesn't have a drop. If you go to a beach of an ocean, it's gradual, very gradual that it goes out. And that's why the Gemara says every ocean is a carmelist. So it has the Rishus Sarab, and Darabon, there's no 600,000 people in the ocean, but it has the Rishus Sarab. But then it's a mechitza. Any mechitza of that sort is a mechitza. When Moshe writes in his Tshuva about Manhattan, there were enough of the bridges, Manhattan would be Yerusha Sayachid. Because it has gates all around. And on the west side where it doesn't have gates, it has a drop. He says, we're enough for the 11 bridges that go over it. That's how I know there are 11 bridges in Manhattan. So he says, we're enough for the 11 bridges around it. There'll be a whole different story. But the bridges are Mevatel Mechitza. At any rate, what I'm talking about is the Taz. The Taz says, what's the din of ice? Is ice mevatel mechitza? He says, in our Gemara it says, is the way he learns our Gemara, that ice has a din of liquid, has a din of mayim. Even when it's frozen, it's not mevatel. In our case, it's a chumrah. In our case, if ice was a solid, it would be a kumrah. It would block the tumah. And our Gemara says, no. He learns our Gemara that the ice, the sheleg be'etzem, has a thin liquid. And since it has a thin liquid, when it's ice, it has a thin liquid, so it's a chumrah for tumah, that the tumah can't travel, it can't be blocked, it could travel. And it's a kula for Hilchah Shabbos. That in Hilchah Shabbos, the mechitza is a mechitza, the ice is temporary. Could be today it's 0 degrees out, and it's going to be a cold spell for another month. That could be. But ice, by definition, is water because under normal conditions, ice turns to water. That's the sheet of the Taz. That our Gemara is saying that ba'oidai shelet, even though it'll be ice for 12 months a year, shelet has a din of a liquid, has a din of mayim. That's how the Taz learns our Gemara. Now, this Taz, as you can imagine, is a controversial Taz. The Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham would learn our Gemara the other way. The Gemara is saying that Sheleg will melt. It's not because it has a din of water. But, well, like Taisus, you need a bit of Lailamas. The Pshat is, it's going to melt. Eventually, it's going to melt. It's not going to stay there. And the Mela doesn't have a din. It's because it will melt. Taz says, no, it's not because it will melt. It's because this is a Mamashis, which doesn't have Kiyum under normal conditions. So the Mela, in the eyes of Halacha, it's Mayim. It's not Shalom. It's Mayim. It's not a Salah.
you're going to play for 12 months a year of ice, you go to North Pole or something?
It would seem, the way I understand, maybe someone will say it's different when it's 12 months a year. The way I understand, this is a halacha that this gives you the din of Shalach. The Shalach has a din of mind. This tumul is not limited till for Shabbos and not for tumul. The din of whether Shalach or ice has a halacha is a tremendous nafkamina. Legabi Hilchis Mikvais. There's a Mishnah in the Sefer Mikvais that says that you're allowed to toivel b'shalach. You can toivel it in snow. And although you may not be interested in toiveling in snow, but it's the Gat Tfilas Kelim. Imagine. It's right after a snowfall. And you have a Kelim in your house you want to toivel, just go right out the front door and you dip it into the snow. The Mishnah says Shalach is kosher. And there's a machlaikas rishayim. What does it mean? Shalag is kosher. Mamish, the machlaikas the taz, and the magen aron. Some rishayim learn that shalag is mayim. Shalag has a din of water. And you want a title in shalag, you can title. Other rishayim say, no, it doesn't mean while it's snow. It means if you take snow and throw it into a mikveh and it melts, it's kosher. You might think, it's mayim shuvim, you take it with a shovel, you take it with a keli. You might think that shalag is posel, al shuvim, al tavayi b'dei adam. The other psulim, you need mamish rainwater. No, kamash malon, you want to fill up a bar with water, take snow, dump it into the bar, and it's kosher. It's kosher. But it has to melt, like those we should. You have to wait till it melts. It's just not mayim shuvim, but it has to melt. The Chachmas Adam says halacha lemaisa that it's a suffik ladina, and he writes that for toiveling kelim that are achiyav dairaisa, you have to be machmir, you can't toivel in snow. But for toiveling glass, which is a drabanan, koshke things that are a chumra like china, that are a chumra, you could toivel in snow. How much snow do you need? 40 saw. How much 40 saw? So what's the number from school? What 1 inch of snow equals another proportion. 1 inch of water depends how cold it is. But the rule of thumb is that 10 inches of snow is 1 inch of water. That's the rule of thumb. It varies. It's very cold. It's more packed together. If it's minus 30 degrees, it's more fluffy. But the rule of thumb is 1 inch to 10 inches. So normally, you need 6 square feet for a mikveh. So you need 60 square feet of snow, but it's not a problem because when you go outside, the whole snow, the whole street, all the snow is connected. That's all. You can't do it on your porch. We have a small amount of snow, but on the street, you could toivel glass and snow. That's what the Chachmas Adam passes. You have to be careful. The snow should touch it on all sides. You have to pack it in. It should be totally touching it, but it's kosher. I think, ice, not really. Reb Chaim Eiser has a tshuva about what he writes. He calls it kunst ice. It means ice from a freezer. If you can take my shuvim and make ice and use it for a mikvah, and he writes b'shasat chak, you're allowed to, but you have to let it melt and settle the ice. Reb Chaim Eiser has a tshuva in which he's matir. Using ice for a mikveh. I know a Rav who went to Vilna in the late 70s. Late 70s, Russia was still Russia. Mikvahs were illegal. And somebody I know went to Vilna, not as a Rav, he pretended to be a painter. Interesting. And he went, there were Rabbanim going then clandestinely. And he told me many years later that one of the shaylos he had was in Vilna about a mikveh, how to make a mikveh. They were building a mikveh, a secret mikveh in Vilna, how to do it. He said he got the chills. So Reb Chaim Eiser was the last rav in Vilna before the Holocaust, before everything, the Russians took over Lithuania. And he has a tshuva that allows b'shas atchad to use ice. to take mine shuv and make ice out of it, throw it into a mikvah. In America, we would never do it. You never get into machlekes rishonim. Anyway, what I wanted to get to, I want to spend the whole shiur on this, was this is one major halacha sugya with negei yeridaya, negei rachayim, which they tumble over pshat in this gemara. Perklei achbar. It's funny, you know, you're learning hilchos Shabbos. It says perklei achbar. You don't expect it to be a mavav asra. But whether the pshat of the gemara sheleg has a din liquid ba'idah sheleg, or sheleg only has a din liquid because it's going to melt. Not a lomdishal liquid, it's a papayodikal liquid. This is one machlokes. Let's see the Gemara Vaita. Now the Gemara goes through all the cases, I'm sure you've gone through it already. So the Gemara asks Vaita on Shmuel, let's not forget Shmuel, right? The whole sugya is Shmuel's memory. Shmuel said it's something that you're put in a window, a rakik. If you're not mevatel it there, it's not mevatel the Pesach. That's what Shmuel's yisayin. You have to be mevatel it, like the Rambam, the Rashi, and the Rosh for a day, like Tosis forever. Like Tosis forever, unless it's totally yisayin. But we're talking about it's partially yisayin. Zok the Gemara. Ha'asavim chazul lebehemta. You're not mevatel it there. Going to take it away for your behema. Zok the Gemara about Brazosa. It's not right. It's poison. It's not right. Aisha alumei aleihem. Keeping the kashul lekaisel shakalu. Shalom aleichem. Frank the Gemara. Keeping the kashul lekaisel shakalu. If grass went up by itself, it's not good for the wall. You're going to take it away because of this line. This is above a basra. You realize this whole thing got into above a basra because there's one line that grass is not good for a wall. So the Gemara answers, "I'm a rava, rabba bekaisel chorba." Talking about the kaisel of a, you don't care about the wall. The papa amafil bekaisiv yishuv. The bon chutz l'shloish olachaloyim. They're growing more than three tefachim away. They're growing to the window. Now they're blocking the window. So that's mevatel, and you're not going to get rid of it. It's not bad for the wall. Agav, we learned hilchos shcheinim. If you have your grass growing by somebody else's wall, that it's a problem up to three tefachim. Why don't we answer that for one day you plan to leave it there? That's the Gemara should answer. Why don't we answer this Gemara's kashin and you plan to leave it for a day? I think even according to them, it has to be that you plan to leave it. That's something you want there. Even according to the Rambam and the Rashi and the Rosh, if you want to get rid of it, you're just busy and you don't have time, that's not called your mevatel it there. Mevatel it there means you want it there for a time. If something you really want away, you're busy and you can't get to it, that's not called the Jumavatla to the place. Matlonis, what about a shmata? Chazi leila kriya. The levusha, it's right to use to rip it and make patches out of it. So the Gemara b'simichta. It's not a good fabric for patches. Chazu la'umna, they could be used to wipe things, to wipe away blood. Bariska, if it's thorny. Ibariska, shemem shalash al shalai, shemem arba al arba bibayale. Raka en riska. Again, the Gemara is matchik in the uptaich of what it's talking about to make it fit with Shmuel's memory. Ha'iver v'basar amadudol b'behemo b'chaya. Zok the Gemara arkav ha'azla, it's going to leave. Make sure it's tied up. Shachit lei, it's meya. Mazmalei l'nachri, b'kchusha. Pasik shadei lei l'klavim, kivdi katsar b'alechayim, lo'i avit. This is also brought Lagabi Hilchot Tzar Balei Chayim. There's a machlokes if you're allowed to be over on Tzar Balei Chayim for financial benefit. When we say Tzar Balei Chayim is aser, does that mean you're not allowed to be Mitzar of Al Chai Stamaza? But let's say you have a benefit for being Mitzar Balei Chayim. You have some financial benefit from it. Does that make it mutter? So that is a... The Machlokes Achrayim, Machlokes Shmos Yaakov has a tshuva where he's matir. Shmos Yaakov, an early Achrayim, he has a tshuva where he's matir, and this is brought as a raya that Tzar Balei Chayim loy of it. Even though you want to have something to feed your dogs, but to be mitzar an animal by cutting it off, that you're not allowed. What? A wagon driver? How can you be a wagon driver Tzar Balei Chayim? So I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. You have to hear it from him. This is very the way he said it. It's like Gemara Bava Basra in Rosh Hashanah that says, "Kol." It says everything Hashem created. It says a bunch of things about the Bria. One of them is Ladaitam Nivru. They're created, Rashi says they agreed to be created. So Rabbi Yaakov was saying, what's Pshat? They agreed to be created. You asked them, how could you ask them if they want to be created until they're created? So he said that the Pshat is that everything Hashem created, he gave a nature that it's happy with the Te'elis for which it's created. Rabbi Yaakov said, and he had a very sharp Yiddish, he said, Aferd. He said, is very happy to be a Aferd. Very happy to pull a wagon. That's what it feels satisfied doing. It doesn't complain. If you take a dog to pull a wagon, or an animal that never pulls a wagon, it complains. That's the daitam of it. It's not talking about a chayim on the natural job of a creature. Anyway, oif sheshachin b'chaloi parafazel to fly away because shachit lay b'tami. Funny thing, they used to give children to play with. Misaret, like an animal, you can't give to a child, it's going to scratch the child. Klinisa, my misaret, can't klinisa. And if you call him Shiasha Bachaloi, Kaiva Azul, he's going to walk away, but Kafis is tied up. Asi Chabri Sharilai, Mitzayla. Asi Mitzayla Chabri Sharilai, Ella, the Chabushi Malchus. The king sentenced him to sitting in this Chaloi. What? No more Tzeras. Ella means we're having Charata from the terrace of Tzeras, we're changing it to Chabushim. But Shmaina Hamunach Bechalayim, As Ye'imei Daryalei, the mother's going to carry away, B'Shabbos. The Tanya Ben Shmaina Hariyu Ke'evan, Vasal Atakalei B'Shabbos. 8 days, it doesn't mean a day, 8 days old, it means a baby born after 8 months of pregnancy, which can't live. It's like a stone. It's Mukhtar on Shabbos. The mother could bend over without moving the baby and let the baby nurse. The Nes HaKonim is for the mother. The mother has to nurse. And she could do it. Now, Tosis Shita is the Mevatel Shamay Lamis. How can you leave a nafel in the window forever? The Mevatel, if you don't care, if it stays there for a long time. So Tosis says, Shamu Kvurasai. That's Tosis Lashon, that you plan to leave it there, that it should stay there. The Rishash brings a raya from here to a machlaikis, another machlaikis apaiskin. This machlaikis is in, it's really a day machlaikis, but it's an archaim, it's in the Tuf Kuf Kovar. The machlaikis, if you have to bury a nafel, is there a chiyuv to bury a nafel or not? What's an afghamina? If you're allowed to bury it on Yom Tov, and yet if you're allowed to do malach on Yom Tov Sheni to bury, are you allowed to bury a nafel? The Ramah says that there's no mitzvah to bury a nafel. The Ramah's makar is agos maimini, and it's interesting. Raya, you all learn also Lord Pesachim or other masechtas keeps on talking about a kain who bends over a bar, and there's a nafel there, and it's a shayla if the nafel is matamahim. If it's a zacher in the keva, if it's and he's bending over to see if it's a zacher in the keva to know how long his wife has to sit, you may tuma. So the Gemara is a shayla. Do you figure the nafel is there? You say Chulda took it. Gemara talks about throwing the nafel into a bar. So zak to Hagas Mardechai. So you don't have to bury it. You have to bury. You have to cover it with earth. If we cover it with earth. It's not the case. It says he's going to look if it's a zacher in the keva. So he says it's a ray. You don't have to bury the father. Magen Avraham disagrees very sharply. He says you are mechuyev to bury a nafel, zechiyev kvura on a nafel. Magen Avraham's raya escapes me at the moment. It's a nice raya, but I'm just forgetting the raya at the moment. Anyway, he says there's a zechiyev kvura on a nafel as well. And the Rishash in our Gemara brings a raya from this Gemara to the Magen to the Ramah that there's no chiyuv kvura. Why? Because it is a chiyuv kvura. How could you leave it in a chalayim? How could you leave it there? You have to bury it. And this brother Shaila that comes up, It's not uncommon for miscarriages to take place. People usually don't know about it. Miscarriages usually take place early in pregnancy. But it's very common. A tremendous number as many as 20% of pregnancies end up miscarried. And it's a shaila lemaisa about burying nefalim. We are noyik to bury a nefil, although the ikala halach is that you're not mechuyev to. When is it called a nefil? When it is a when there's a rika mevarim, it starts to take form. It starts to take form not long after 40 days, after 6 weeks, it already has some form. It doesn't have mevarim yet. The rika mevarim takes place very early in the pregnancy. And there's a chiyuv, so kvura. Unfortunately, it's one of the places where it's fair to say they take advantage of people. They charge for burying a nafel, they can charge $1,000 or more. I don't know what they charge the money for. I have somebody who owns a basic forest, and it comes up, it's not uncommon, it's kept quiet, but we do kavura for nothing. Why should someone charge? There's no matseva, there's no kever. The parents don't know where the nafalim are, the beshita don't tell them. Nafel is no avela, it's not a nafel. But he's buried. Tami Kabbalah also to bury. Usually buried at the edge of a row of kvarim, they bury a nafel. What? If it's able to have a bris, do a bris before kvura. And it's not an uncommon thing to do a kvura on a nafel. It's the sreika mevarim. If there's more than there's certain, you know, after he's born, if he's born after an 8 month pregnancy, he's a nafel. If it's a full pregnancy and he dies within 30 days, it's considered a suffix nafel. That everyone agrees with that. If a baby dies within 30 days, it's a suffix nafel. And we, Hilchos Avelos, is Oshiv Tse Avelos, but we bury anyway. That's the Shulchan Aruch says. But anyway, the Rishash brings a raya from this Gemara that there is a Nochiv. Nochiv Kavulim.
That's what we said, that this is a burial.
It's a what?
That they actually buried the nafel in the window.
Shomtei Kvura, they said that's Kvura. It's Ramesha. So Ramesha writes that it's no Raya. It could be, that means you put earth on, you plan to put earth on the nafel in the window. It's obviously not a tiny windowsill, it's a windowsill with depth, and you plan to cover it with tin, with cement or with earth. And really, Yotzi Dei Kvura by covering with earth. And the Meila, Ramesha says that the Raya is not necessarily a Raya.
Trying in the water, put the shoulders on.
Well, we're not talking about putting live children in the walls. Which they, the mitzvah put live children. Not putting. Well, there it's certainly chaytzes. There they put it permanently. Ramosha Agav writes is another machlokes. If you have to bury a sefer Torah, let's say you have a possible sefer Torah. The meaning is to bury it. Is the var you supposed to bury a sefer Torah? Well, no. You should leave a sefer Torah in your ari. Too many possible sefer Torahs. What are you going to do with them? So you're allowed to bury it. So Ramesha brings the Piskei Tshuva and Yeredeya brings a machlokes. I looked for Ramesha's Maromokim. I didn't see it. Could be it's a printer's mistake, the Maromokim. But he says, Vaita machlokes if you have to bury a sefer Torah. He says, Leiter Rishash. Our Gemara includes a sefer Torah. Leiter Rishash, it's a right, you don't have to bury a nafel. Vaita, it's a right, you don't have to bury a sefer Torah. Except if you answer, you can cover it with teeth, so it's not a riot to nafel, it's not a riot to nafel. There's one other inyan here, there are two other inyanim, I just want to do the Gemara. Melach, chazilei, b'mirus, that's bitter melach. Chazilei iris, you can use it to finish off iris. This bekutzi, that it has, it's sharp, I guess melach, what does that mean? There's some salt, rock salt. It's sharp and it's not usable. Kivan the kasha lekaisel shakla. It's not good for the wall. Salt, we said, mishnah is no good. The asfa chaspa, it's separated by a piece of clay. Chaspa gufa tichutz. So let the chaspa be a chatzitza. The less b'shiura, it leads over a tefach a tefach. Kedinah cheres kedeli. He's saying the chaspa is less b'shiura. Kedinah cheres kedeli tein beit patzim lechaveira. Certain shear. Kli cheres. Take it away, the metanif. It's filthy, it's not usable. Chazi la'umna can be used as for an umna to put blood into, which even if it's still not good, the minak if it has a hole. Sefer Torah chazi la'mikra, how's it mafsik? The v'luyeh, it's a pasul sefer Torah. Haboy geniza, sham tegen izasa. Amar Rav, b'chol oise mechitza chutz mimelach for Ravav. You can make a mechitza out of anything except for salt. Salt is going to fall apart, it doesn't stand. Revive or something like the waxy that's going to fall apart. Shmuel Amar Afil HaMelech, Amar Apop HaValoi Pli. Depends what type of salt. Chabim Melech Daim is Chabim Melech is Trakunis. Vashd Amar Rav, Ois Adam Shnei Tzipurei Melech, Amaniach Aleim Kaira, Shem Melech Mehmedes is HaKaira, Vakaira Mehmedes is HaMelech. Afil HaMelech is Trakunis, V'loi Pligi, Hadik HaKaira, Hadalek HaKaira. Right, the Shiloh, when it's considered to be permanent, or when it's considered to be temporary. Okay, another two inyanim here that I want to touch on. One is Reb Chaim, there's a grach in the grach al Hashas I mentioned yesterday. Rebbe Chanan, as I said, it's the same side in the easier to understand words because he gives a mashal to it. Question is, the side of Agamara by Taisus. But the side of Agamara is, if you want something to be chaitzitz, you have to be mevatel it there. That's Shmuel's side. It's a whole daf, but when we started, I told you this whole daf is one side. You want to be mevatel an opening, you want to block an opening, you have to be mevatel the thing to be there. If you plan to take it away, it's not mevatel. That's the side of Asim. Taisus said that there's a difference. This is only if you mevatel it partially. If you mevatel it totally, you slice them a window, you totally seal the window, then, Taisus said, and that's what we saw in Shinayin Aleph, that then, if you slice them totally, bang, it doesn't have to be that you plan to leave it there permanently. What's the svar? What should be the svar? L'manavshah. If I plan to remove it, it's not considered a binyan. Who cares if I do it totally or if I do it partially? If you say, if I'm leaving it there temporarily, it is a chatzitza. So it should be a chatzitza, say if it's partial, say if it's complete. My nafkamina, what's the svara? That if it totally blocks up the window, even if it's temporary, and if it's partial, then only if it's permanent. Why should that be? What's the svara to Taisus? So Reb Chaim says, Reb Chaim really cuts to the aside. He's saying the aside. He says, look, Tumah doesn't need a tefach to travel. Varaya, if you have an opening for Avir, Tumah could travel in a size of a pundian, in the size of a coin. Tumah doesn't need a tefach. Just what? In order to be considered an opening, if it's made with shimush, so it needs a tefach al tefach. So Zakt Reb Chaim, you have two ways to stop Tumah. Either it can't go, because there's no place for it to go. Or there's a chatzitza. There's some place to go, but you should be chaitzitz from the atum. So Reb Chaim, look, if there's no way for it to go, there's no opening at all, so Tumah doesn't go. It doesn't have to have dine chatzitza. If it can't go, it just can't go. However, if it could go, an opening, this even the size of a coin, the Tumah could go. Just now you want to take a hole that's made for shimush and be chaitzis b'nei atumah. You want to make a chatzitza that gives it a din of an opening that's less than tefach al tefach and made for shimush, which is chaitzis b'nei atumah, but there is an opening. So that's subject to dinei chatzitza. Then you need that it should have a partial thing, then you need that it has it fully in the halachas. So then it depends. It depends. You have to go to whatever the halachas are. Rabbi Chanan, in order to make this more understandable, gives a mashal, a tool. Schach has to be shiva tefachim al shiva tefachim. A sukkah has to be zayin tefachim al zayin tefachim. The minimum size of a sukkah. Seven tefachim by seven tefachim. How much schach do you need? Seven tefachim or seven tefachim. If you have an opening, three tefachim by three tefachim in the schach. The halacha is you can't sit under that opening. If the schach is parted, there's an opening of three tefachim by three tefachim, you can't sit under it. nevertheless, it's mitzdarif to the sheer sukkah. If you have a sukkah sheva al sheva, and in it you have an opening of gimel al gimel, the opening, even though you can't sit under it, it's still mitzdarif. A second example. A mikvah needs memsah. If you have what's called titan niruk, that means mud that could be poured. It's very liquid. Titan niruk is counted for the memsah. But you can't toivel in tit. So you see, you can have a mikvah. Part of the mikvah you can't toivel in. But that part is mitzaref to the shir of memsah. You can have part of a sukkah. That part of the sukkah is avir, you can't eat under it. But it's mistarif to the sheer sukkah. You see that for tzirufim, to be mitzarif or mitzarif something, even if that thing is not roi. So to Balchanan, the same thing with an opening that brings tumah. If the opening is totally stuffed, there's nothing to talk about. There's no opening. Like a sukkah, there's totally no schach, nothing to talk about. But once you have an opening, you need tefach al tefach. In that tefach al tefach, you put your lunch bag. That's stopping it. The tumah can't go through a lunch bag. It doesn't matter. It's like the titanoruk in the mikveh. Something that's a partial blockage, it depends on the halacha. That avir of something that's there could still be mitzarif to the shir of tefach al tefach. Even though that itself is not roi, one thing has nothing to do with the other. So memela, when it's a partial blockage, we have to be down. Is it a binyan or it's not a binyan? If it's not a binyan, so it's mitzarif to the shir of tefach al tefach, even though that itself is a blockage. It's only when it's totally blocked that it doesn't work. This is the way they explain the aside of Tosis. With or without the explanation, we pass the light Tosis. I think the Rambam argues with Tosis. The Rambam holds that you always need bittul. You always need to be mevatelit. A temporary thing, even if it's Tosis, the whole thing doesn't count. But remember, the Rambam holds bittul for one day is good enough. So he's machmir that you always need bittul, but he's mekel that bittul for one day is good enough. Now, Koponin, this is the Machlaikis. And these are the Zaitiga Shitas at the Baba Basra. We spent now 3-4 days on already. 3 days, I guess, on these dinim. It's not dinim you're going to have often. I noticed when you learn Shas, but the Kiyas, you notice the Gemara, it seems that when they wrote Shas, Ravina Ravashi, they knew there wasn't going to be any Gemara on Seder Taras. And therefore, whenever there's an opportunity, a side inyan, a side attachment to a sugya, it goes off on a tangent to explain dine taharis. And that's the only time you're going to have gemara on these dinim. So this is the sugya of rakik. A few more lines to the Mishnah, which I trust you can finish on your own.